We continue to monitor future developments in the Gulf of Mexico, and that could have a big impact on the Memorial Day holiday weekend forecast. For today, limited sunshine, mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. High today around 86, low tonight 70. A generous supply of showers and storms roaming around again tomorrow. Upper 80s tomorrow, upper 80s Friday, mid 80s Saturday. Limited sunshine with a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, not only Friday and Saturday, but right on through the Memorial Day weekend. Locally, heavy rain in spots. Keep on top of tropical weather developments with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It has push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus access to my weather blogs and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. State Education Superintendent Eric Mackey says they will expand some school security measures over summer break. He says security cameras have been requested by many school districts. Montgomery fire officials are investigating a deadly house fire on Elm Avenue. Authorities say the home was initially reported as vacant, but when crews began to survey the home Monday afternoon, they found the body of a man inside. The Office of City Investigations is looking into Montgomery Fire and Rescue's response to this fire. And Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial kickoff for summer, which means the Marine Patrol is gearing up for another busy lake season. For the first time in almost 10 years, Lake Martin now has a full staff of Marine Patrol troopers, which should cut down on emergency response times. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
I love watching home remodeling shows. Then I heard about a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. It's a low-interest, tax-deductible line of credit that uses your home equity as collateral. I can get the money I need to update the bathrooms and add some real curb appeal. I worked hard to buy my home. Now my home is working for me. It's your home. ASE is your credit union. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS 420259.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama 3612.
Needing shirts for your school's spring fling and field day or graduation and senior shirts? AKD is the answer. How about a shirt for your class or family reunion or your church's vacation Bible school? AKD is your number one choice. Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. As spring rolls in and summer fast approaches, it's time to start thinking t-shirts. With over 30 years experience, a fantastic art department and production team, AKD is the perfect partner to help outfit your group. Working closely with one of our sales representatives through the process of choosing the perfect shirt, creating your custom design, and then following it through the printing schedule, our team at AKD works hard to make this process smooth and stress-free, and we always meet your deadline. You can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or in Prattville at 361-2133 or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
President Trump is one appointment away from a conservative Supreme Court majority, and the court needs conservative state court rulings to overturn bad liberal decisions. That's why your vote for Tom Parker for Chief Justice is so important. Tom Parker is a strong conservative and nationally recognized constitutional scholar. Parker will lead the Supreme Court aggressively in fighting for our liberties and our constitutional rights, just as Tom Parker fought back and beat the Southern Poverty Law Center. future. Now, George Soros wants payback, and Soros is ready to spend millions to defeat Tom Parker. Tom Parker stands up for Alabama and will beat Soros, just as he beat the SPLC. On our side, fighting for us, Tom Parker, Chief Justice. Fair, balanced, unafraid.
This is Justice Tom Parker. Thank you for your support. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic of its own. And memories are made there every day.
The sweet, pure flavor of hand-cranked homemade vanilla ice cream. Don't it just melt in your mind? Bring back the taste of the good old days every time you go to the store with Bluebell homemade vanilla ice cream.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell country day.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and neighborhood markets.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. Fresh Market gift card, $50 value. Don't forget, they have the Porterhouse Premium Steak on sale for $9.99. Why don't you go out and cook that bad boy up on for Memorial Day weekend? You know, Dan Black called me yesterday and said that audience members have been calling in and setting up appointments. And talking to someone last night, I thought about a kind of a new way of approaching this. And that is, a lot of you have lake homes, you have hunting, you know, lodges, or you have hunting houses, and you may want to add something electrical to, or you're having an electrical problem. For example, I had an electrical problem this morning. I had an extension cord that had frayed, and it actually had melted part of it on the cord. So I had to literally move my sofa and get that bad boy out of the socket because I didn't want to fire anything, because Dan Black's really warned us about that. But let me tell you the perfect place, perfect people to call about working on hunting lodges or hunting houses, lake houses, little farmhouses that you have where you just kind of get away, and you want to add electrical things. Mr. Electric is perfect for that, and here's why. You can set up a time for them. They do work up to Lake Martin. They do work around the Montgomery County, Macon County area for those people that have those hunting houses. And set up an appointment. They're going to be there at your place at time certain. Not one of these things where you're waiting around and you're spending a whole day or a half day waiting for them. They're going to meet you there. And let me tell you, there are people that go out and they'll get like mobile homes and they'll put it out on some land for hunting. Or they'll go in, I have one friend that has an RV that doesn't have an engine in it. The engine's bad. So he got the the RV there, but he would never take it on a road trip because he would be sitting inside the road. And he had to go in and get electricity put to it and everything. And it's his little hunting place that he does. It's very nice and convenient, fire ring and all this kind of stuff. But Mr. Electric can help you with that. So be thinking differently than just your residential care. Be thinking anywhere that you've got within a reasonable distance of Montgomery. But Lake Martin and Lake Jordan certainly fit that application. So I'm going to give you a telephone number to call. Remember, put this number in your phone because when the lights go out, you need to have it. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Remember, $50 off a service of $200 or more. That's a bargain. So give them a call. Okay, let's continue back in with Mr. Clapper. I think we've got one more, don't we? Now, this is where he's going to be talking about leaking the dossier. You remember at the very beginning, he said he did not leak the dossier. You remember that? He said, I did not leak the dossier. Now, listen to what he has to say.
I have a question for you real quickly. We live kind of in a dangerous time where, depending on which side of an issue you're coming at, you think of people as either whistleblowers or leakers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about the Steele dossier, for example, which was an unsubstantiated document with salacious claims about Trump, James Comey briefed the president on that dossier, and then it got out to the media. You have said that you did not leak that. Do you have theories on this, and is that okay? Because where we fall, we might see this as good because it was a whistleblower or bad because it was a leak.
Well, first of all, the dossier is not classified, not an intelligence document. So there's nothing secret about it. Mm-hmm. Two points I need to make. One, we did not use it as a source for our intelligence community assessment.
What?
I felt, in the no good deed goes unpunished department, that the president-elect at least needed to know it was out there. And that was the whole point of the briefing. At one point, Jim and I were both going to do it, and at the last moment, he said, I think it'd be better if I do it alone. And of course, I was fine with that. Mm-hmm. And so he stayed after the broader briefing to tell him that. So the point was to warn him, and we didn't draw on it for our official assessment. And because we couldn't validate the second, third order assets or collection sources, informants that were used in the dossier.
So the dossier is not necessarily a leak.
No,
it's not classified.
It's not classified.
If I hand
it
a newspaper, am I leaking the newspaper?
Not in my mind.
Well, not in my mind either.
So what he did, there's a lot in there at the very end. So if I hand you a newspaper and it's not classified, is that leaking? So what he's saying is I did not leak the document because it was not classified. Mm. He didn't say he didn't give it to CNN. But did you hear that last part where he said he slipped up with the word informant? With the informants we were using? Play this again, Joey-san.
Talking about second, third order informants in the dossier. I'll hit it midstream.
At least needed to know it was out there. And that was the whole point of the briefing. At one point, Jim and I were both going to do it. And at the last moment, he said, I think it'd be better if I do it alone. And of course, I was fine with that. And so he stayed after the broader briefing to tell him that. So the point was to warn him, and we didn't draw on it for our official assessment. And because we couldn't validate the second, third order assets or collection sources, informants that were used in the dossier.
That we used.
The dossier is not necessarily a leak.
Informants that we used. Is there a pronoun problem?
Maybe,
informants that we used.
Well, and when he's saying we didn't use this in our community intelligence assessment.
It was in the FISA report.
Well, but is he, again, being weaselly with language? Okay, maybe the dossier wasn't used in, you know, that report where all the intelligence agencies have claimed Russia hacked the election.
It was three intelligence agencies.
It was three.
And one was neutral on it.
So it might be that...
I'm not even sure if those if that is right of what they said.
Right.
Because of... Nielsen was kind of saying something a little different.
So maybe with that exact assessment, they didn't use the dossier. But that's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about FISA.
Yeah, we're talking about surveillance warrants from the FISA court. And now, before even you have foreign surveillance authorization, FBI informants in the Trump campaign. And now, with this what we learned today, Caputo, Michael Caputo, is approached a week, the first week he's on the Trump campaign, he's approached by a government contractor.
Through an emissary. There are two people that are involved in this.
Right.
The emissary, and then there's the contractor.
But essentially, he's approached by a government contractor saying, I have the Hillary Clinton emails. So this is going way back beyond any of the stuff Clapper's talking about. And it just gets weirder and weirder.
Right. What they do is they confuse you by tying things in. And they use replacement language. So this is something here. Absolutely something. Okay, so our good friend Glenn Greenwald is back on action. Now, the first part he's talking about the informant and who the professor is and such.
What do you think of the coverage, which you've been following closely, of this alleged mole in the campaign?
It's incredibly bizarre, Tucker, because for the last 2 weeks, all we heard from the FBI, and of course the media reported it uncritically, was that it was extremely dangerous to try and expose or determine the identity of this informant, because to do so would be to jeopardize his life, the life of other people, national security, all the things they always say when they want to hide from the public, what it is that they do. And now that the New York Times and the Washington Post published huge amounts of details about this informant, making it incredibly easy to know that it was Stephen Halper, because the Daily Caller 2 days earlier had reported all the same details and named him, we all now know who the informant is, and we know that that was just a fairy tale, that he's not some covert undercover agent, but somebody who's a well-known CIA operative, whose name has been repeatedly published in newspapers as a CIA operative and as a Republican operative for decades. And so the whole claim that the media was circulating on behalf of the FBI, that this was some sensitive covert asset, turned out to be a lie. And the New York Times and Washington Post knew that, which is why they did everything but name him by publishing all of the details to let us know who it is.
Okay. So again, the next thing they're going to do, so this guy was being used by Republicans too. That's going to be their argument. But it doesn't mean that someone had nefarious, you know, desires out of this thing to hurt someone. This thing is really starting to, and Joe Scarborough and all these people are this misdirection. But when you just look at it on its natural self, it just all makes sense now. It all makes sense. Okay, so Greenwald's going to be talking about the CIA hiding information. I just added this in there because this was part of the conversation.
But it wasn't just the media. I mean, you saw Mark Warner of Virginia, who's on the Senate Intel Committee, who's seen as a pretty sober person, basically threaten his colleagues with criminal prosecution if they in any way divulge the identity. What would be the justification for that?
This is what the intelligence community does, Tucker, and I've been trying to essentially make this point for 18 months now, as we've been told we're required patriotically to accept whatever it is that they say. I spent 3 years reporting on the NSA. They constantly said that it would be a crime if we divulged this information, that it would endanger people. As we reported on it, nobody was ever hurt. They were trying to cover themselves and their own wrongdoing and not the national security of the country. And that's the same here. You have people like Mark Warner and inside of the FBI and Justice Department who don't want us to know the name of the informant, not because they're worried about national security, but because they're worried about themselves. And that's why they're using the language they always use. You're going to be engaged in espionage. You're going to be jeopardizing lives. This is what they always say. And the reason why I think the media deserves criticism is because the media knows better than anybody that when they say that, they're in the vast majority of cases lying and trying to cover for themselves. Yeah. And that's why it's so important that we keep digging.
New Show 93.1 FM. We've got more. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udall and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What do you want in a top-notch dry cleaner, Madam Fuss Budget?
Well, let's see. Quality work, perfect pressing, spot removal, fresh smelling clothes, friendly, helpful employees.
You just described Worth Cleaners, who offers everything you want and, just for good measure, won the Montgomery Advertiser Best of the Best Award.
Do they offer same day and next day service plus drive up?
They do, and text message you to let you know when your order is ready, and you can keep your credit card on file for even more convenience.
So, Worth Cleaners does it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Really, what more could you want? The best quality cleaning, really fast service, friendly, helpful employees, and they get you in and out with lightning speed, and Worth has two locations. 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road, or call 277-6431.
Homelessness is becoming a bigger issue in our community, and there's never been a better time to lend a hand to those who need it most. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Capital Hyundai, and Lewis Lawn Equipment, to collect donations to benefit the Friendship Mission, an organization that offers healing and progress for the homeless. Drop off items such as toiletries, cleaning products, laundry detergent, clothes, and canned goods to one of our sponsors. Participating in our Friendship Mission donation drive helps men, women, and children change their lives and achieve independence. The Friendship Mission donation drive from Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Capital Hyundai, Lewis Lawn Equipment, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Join us on location tomorrow at Lewis Lawn Equipment on the Northeastern Boulevard from 11:30 to 1.
May, graduation or not, loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram Truck, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place or in Prattville. This month it is huge. The brand new Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV. Kia, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, best in the business. Save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover. The 2019 model arrives in June, so save a lot on the 2018. The third row Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about family and friends plan to see if you qualify. The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, still the rugged off-road SUV you want and expect, but smoother. Or the Grand Cherokee, or its smaller sibling, the Cherokee. Ram Truck redesigned 2019 model. Looks completely different than the 2018 model. Now on sale. Kia, Infiniti, Fiat, Ram Truck, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep. In Prattville, in Montgomery, only at Brubaker.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need to help get you back on the road. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get CarQuest conventional motor oil for just $2.96 a quart. Talk about an amazing price. Plus, find great prices on CarQuest's full line of motor oil. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Mr. Sandman. This is David, and the news Central Alabama has been anxiously awaiting is finally here. Mr. Sandman Mattress is back in their longtime store on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen. Yes, we are open just in time to have a sale so big we can only do it once a year. Mr. Sandman is having a Memorial Day sale. All mattresses and beds will be on sale, including the largest selection of luxury mattresses ever assembled in Central Alabama. The Bellagio and iComfort lines from Serta. The Property Brothers, as seen on HGTV by Restonic. Scandinavian latex and memory foam set. sets, Jameson latex and memory foam sets, an amazing lineup from Sutherland, including some copper-infused sets, pure Towel-Lay Bliss latex sets, and they all work on our power-adjustable bases. But don't fret, budget shoppers. Our selection of really nice, inexpensive sets is still the best around. No-interest financing is available in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from Dollar General, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the DQ in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Reminder that this hour is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Finding a used car, buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, because you have Tip Tames, David Ingram, and the whole gang at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Come on and see them. Tell them thank you for being a Dan Morris Show listener. Go to their website and look at the used cars that they have. You will love it. If you get a car and something's wrong or you don't like it, you have 3 days and you can bring it back. Who does that? So take advantage of it. I have a lot of friends and family that have bought cars from them, and every one of them have been good and very enjoyable to drive. Let's see where we're going here. Let's do Molly Hemingway talking about the media coverage concerning things like Clapper and the FISA documents and other things.
What the president did today is really to abuse his authority, as he has been doing, to intervene in a legitimate investigation.
It's not just the president. His allies on Capitol Hill are also trying to discredit the investigation.
The Justice Department is under a shelling from the White House. It's like London 1941 there.
Molly, 3 minutes ago, during that last important commercial timeout, the president of the United States just tweeted this. Spygate could be one of the biggest political scandals in history. He's right. Where's the coverage?
Well, yeah, it is interesting. We're 2 years into a probe of supposedly treasonous collusion with Russia. We have no evidence to support that. Mm-hmm. And yet we have learned in that same period of time, through the dogged work of a few investigators and a few journalists, that there are all sorts of problems with how the DOJ handled that probe, the way it was set up, when it was set up, the use of human intelligence agents to spy on the campaign, at least one. We have national security letters, wiretaps. This is a huge scandal, but because it goes against that narrative that the media put in place and really pumped for many years, I think there's a reticence to investigate because it will look, it will make the media look bad, as well as making some people in the Department of Justice look bad.
Sure.
So their opposition is not surprising, that they don't want sunlight on what happened. They don't want transparency.
They don't want transparency, and they really have that. That little montage was CNN, MSNBC, ABC types, and it really, this tells us everything you need to know when you're looking at the way the media is handling this. And because if they start reporting on it, then they're going to have to start doing some research. And they literally are not lifting a finger concerning this. Not one single finger. Let's listen to her talking about media and Clapper.
You know, you've heard people on talk radio and you've read things online where to some people it looks like the fact that they're not covering it is because they're trying to cover for the Obama administration.
Well, I do think this is something, you know, we don't know all the details. We don't know exactly what happened. And there could be explanations that make some of this appear less bad than it does to a casual observer. Mm-hmm. But it does seem that the Obama administration behaved in a really reckless fashion. Spying on an opposing party's political campaign is something that shouldn't be done without really good cause. And we're not seeing any evidence that there was good cause or anything approaching it. And the manner in which it was going about, obviously the American people need to understand what happened, why sure. It happened, and make sure that it never happens again. We should not criminalize political differences. And that's a very important thing mm-hmm. in order to have a Justice Department, law enforcement, right. intelligence apparatus that people can take seriously and trust.
You look at James Clapper yesterday on The View, he said that Trump should be happy that the FBI was spying on his campaign.
If what James Clapper is saying is true, which is rarely the case, but if it were true that they were really just spying on Russia and they were doing it through the Trump campaign, mm-hmm. that's obviously problematic enough. But then there should be nothing to be fearing about a really good investigation of what happened. They say they did nothing wrong. Well, then let us see. Let us determine. Let people who are independent make that determination that these intelligence chiefs have made.
Well, you also heard earlier that there's a very methodical, you've got to do all this, Clapper was talking about, you have to do all this evidence and paperwork. All I want to know is, where's the paperwork? Where's the thing that Clapper was talking about, that there's this order and you got to have it all there? Well, they don't seem to be able to find it. And, you know, they're having the meeting tomorrow, and one of the subject matters is FBI informant and what happened with that. That's one of the subject matters. And then the other part of the what started the investigation into this? Where did it start? And they're asking for evidence of it. And I'm not sure why they would not give them evidence unless they feel that somebody broke a law and it was before a grand jury. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car stamp of approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The Southern Poverty Law Center tried to get Tom Parker thrown off the Supreme Court for defending marriage, but Parker fought back and beat the Southern Poverty Law Center. It had never happened before. No one had ever beaten the SPLC. No one until Justice Tom Parker. That made Parker a target of billionaire George Soros. And now, Soros is ready to spend millions to defeat Tom Parker. Not only because Parker beat the Southern Poverty Law Center, but because Tom Parker stands up for what we believe. Strongly pro-life, Tom Parker is a nationally recognized conservative jurist who fights for the Constitution every single day. The Southern Poverty Law Center couldn't stop Justice Tom Parker, and neither will George Soros. Tom Parker, Chief Justice, fair, balanced, unafraid, standing up for what we believe.
Paid for by Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
I'm Will Barfoot, and I'm a Republican candidate for the Alabama State Senate. But let me make one thing very clear. I'm not a politician, and I don't want to be. I'd rather have dinner with my family than eat caviar. I'm more comfortable in my jeans and boots than in a suit. And political correctness is something I've never understood. I want to bring real solutions from real people to solve the real problems we're facing. It's time to put people above politics.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Barfoot, 4280 Walhatchie Road, Pike Road, Alabama.
I'm Troy King. As your attorney general, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly. Then, take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where...
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit, Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We continue to monitor future developments in the Gulf of Mexico, and that could have a big impact on the Memorial Day holiday weekend forecast. For today, limited sunshine, mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. High today around 86, low tonight 70. A generous supply of showers and storms roaming around again tomorrow. Upper 80s tomorrow, upper 80s Friday, mid 80s Saturday. Limited sunshine with a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, not only Friday and Saturday, but right on through the Memorial Day weekend, locally heavy rain in spots. Keep on top of tropical weather developments with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It has push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus access to my weather blogs and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That I'd come running to you in the air. to the phones here, boys and girls. So let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, howdy, Dan. How are you today?
I am really good, David. And you?
Good. Hey, you know who's strangely absent in all of this hubbubaloo? Is who's the one person who hasn't been asked any questions whatsoever about all of this? Take a wild guess.
Let me see, initials OB?
Yeah.
Or BO?
BO, yeah. Isn't that interesting that Obama has not been spoken on one program on TV or been interviewed by one reporter about any of this?
Yep. And what they're doing, he's letting the Brennans, the Clappers, the Comeys, the McCabes, and all those people try to fight it out on their own here. And then as it gets closer, then Valerie Jarrett or somebody is going to have to take the cyanide.
Yeah, I mean, if she, which I'm sure she would, she'd probably fall on the sword for him. I have little doubt, you know. But, and also, it's strangely that Hillary Clinton manages to be out of the country as much as possible right now on her I Can't Get No Satisfaction tour, you know. Because, you know, I mean, they're both making bank, obviously, you know, with Netflix contracts and book deals and speaking engagements and stuff. But I'm just, it's just odd to me that neither one of them have been called on the carpet and interviewed over any of this.
But you got to remember one thing, David, is the media is complicit in this, and they're not going to do anything to harm them. They've never wanted to. And most of the people that are dealing, that Clapper is dealing with, and Comey, are pretty gentle and on their side, with the exception of Brett Baer. He had by far the best interview with James Comey.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they, you know, which they're staying, you know, strictly on their CNN, MSNBC, you know, crowd, which, you know, aren't going to ask any hard questions of them, obviously. So, but anyway, have a good one, Dan.
Thanks, David. I appreciate you, my friend. 272-9228. You know, spent some time last night out on the deck after the rain came through. Got a little fan, and once the rain had stopped, that humidity went away. By the time I came back from dinner, it was nice out there. And guess what I did not have to deal with? I did not have to deal with mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have mosquito shield protecting me out on my deck, which is one of my favorite places at my home, by the way. And you can enjoy your backyard and get your backyard, front yard, side yard, all of the yard. And I tell you, I've got a jungle. Joey will attached.
Oh, yes.
I have got woods all around me, and I'm talking about thick, deep, and it used to be a real problem. It is not any longer because I have mosquito shield. Now, they have a $29.95 Dan Moore Show special. First visit, no obligation, but I have so much confidence that when you do this, you're going to kind of go, I need to have these guys on my side. So, get ready to copy the telephone number for Levon, 334-513-2940, 334-513-2940, $29.95, first visit special. Take advantage of it. Protect yourself with mosquito shield. Let's see where we want to go here. Catherine Herridge is going to be talking about DOD meeting and the DOJ informant stuff. Catherine Herridge, there you go.
That White House brokered meeting about records that relate to the alleged informant is very fluid at this hour, with the latest information indicating it will now be Thursday at the Department of Justice with the Republican chairman of the House and Intelligence Committees, Trey Gowdy, Devin Nunes, FBI Director Christopher Wray, the nation's intelligence chief, Dan Coats, and a senior aide to Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general. A source close to the discussion said it's not clear the records requested by Congress, including those about an alleged FBI informant, will be accessible, and we understand this morning there may be some movement on Rosenstein's plans. In the meantime, Fox is learning more about the suspected informant's contacts during the 2016 election. Sources tell Fox News the suspected informant met with campaign aides Carter Page and Sam Clovis, and at one point was recommended for an administration position. The individual was known to former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort from the 70s, but we're told there was no contact between the men during the presidential campaign.
Okay, now there was something important in that. This is not the professor. This is somebody different. And the person knew Paul Manafort in the 1970s. Paul Manafort with Charlie Black and Roger Stone, they had Blackstone and Manafort in the 1970s. They were working with Reagan in 1976 and then big time in 1980, part of the campaign. So this person, if he knew Paul Manafort in the 1970s, he knew Paul Manafort, and I assume if he's around Paul Manafort's age or a little younger, he was 20 then.
Right.
So jump ahead, and that's going to put him now somewhere in the neighborhood of 50-something, 60-something?
Right. 60-something, probably.
So if he got that, that there was an informant that was being considered for a position in the campaign. Let's play that again.
That White House brokered meeting about records that relate to the alleged informant is very fluid at this hour, with the latest information indicating it will now be Thursday at the Department of Justice with the Republican chairman of the House and Intelligence Committees, Trey Gowdy, Devin Nunes, FBI Director Christopher Wray, the nation's intelligence chief Dan Coats, and a senior aide to Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General. A source close to the discussion said it's not clear the records requested by Congress, including those about an alleged FBI informant, will be accessible, and we understand this morning there may be some movement on Rosenstein's plans. In the meantime, Fox is learning more about the suspected informant's contacts during the 2016 election. Sources tell Fox News the suspected informant met with campaign aides Carter Page and Sam Clovis, and at one point was recommended for an administration position. The individual was known to former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort from the 70s, but we're told there was no contact between the men during the presidential campaign.
So this meeting tomorrow is going to be about this informant or these informants.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have more than one. We believe there's another one that Caputo was contacted by. And then this one was somebody going actually to the to Trump campaign. Now, if they were doing this over a Clinton campaign also, but how in the world do you say, well, they were over there to try to protect the campaign from Russians? What? So if you had somebody over there that was doing that, then you know there was no collusion with Russia. And what kind of asset were they if that was the case? Let me do this. Let me go to a... Well, let's do that. Let me play this because we're going to change a little subject matter here. This is on a second special counsel.
Catherine, you know where special counsels go. They can go to places that are unpredictable. So the question then, why are Republicans now calling for a second special counsel, Catherine?
Okay, pardon to interrupt you there, Bill. Last night on Fox, we heard from some of the sponsors of this House resolution, and they explained why they really believe there's a need for another investigation.
The Department of Justice says, don't worry, we can investigate ourselves. Even though, as you say, they took a dossier to a secret court to get a secret warrant, didn't tell the court who paid for it, and the Clinton campaign didn't tell the court that the author of the document, Christopher Steele, had been fired by the FBI. They say, don't worry, we can investigate ourselves, even though it now appears there were paid informants.
On the other side of the story, Democrats accuse those Republicans of improperly investigating the investigators.
Normally, when you have Congress trying to interfere with an investigation, the president protects the independence of the Justice Department. But here the president is part of that interference, and there is no one left to defend the department. So that leaves them in a very weakened position and really puts the rule of law at risk.
One Republican pointed to Thursday's White House brokered meeting over these records about the alleged informant, saying that if none are provided, it really underscored their position that there is a need for a second special counsel.
Now, I'm not for a second special counsel because what it's going to do is just drag things out longer and longer and longer. I want to get to the bottom of this thing. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this break.
The Dan Moore Show.
Like never before.
want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Watauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. With so many banks and mortgage lenders out there, I know you're probably wondering what makes Alabama Home Mortgage different. Let me tell you. First, we are your neighbors. Don't call a faceless 1-800 number. Call 567-4223 to talk to the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. We are located in Wetumpka. We know the river region. We are able to shop for the very best program and rate available for you. There's nothing like an Alabama Home Mortgage. Let us show you the difference. You won't be disappointed. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, North Korea and getting ready for the summit and the side demonstration and everything today. You know, the rain caused where they couldn't get there. And when they got there, they had to hike for 1 hour to get to the facility. Well, that's modern. The Hermit Kingdom. So let's listen to CBS account of the North Korea summit may be delayed.
President Trump says next month's summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un may be delayed, but there is also growing speculation today that it might not happen at all. There have been reports that White House aides will go to Singapore, the scheduled site of the meeting, for a crucial planning session this weekend with North Korean officials. South Korea's president met with President Trump yesterday to try to get the summit back on track. Weisha Zhang is at the White House with that part of the story.
In a change of tone, President Trump is showing some flexibility toward North Korea, opening the door to the phased dismantling of the country's nuclear program and backing off from his initial demands that Kim Jong-un completely abandon his weapons immediately. It is seen as a possible effort to salvage his planned summit with Kim.
There's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay.
President Trump dialed down expectations that his summit with Kim Jong-un will happen as scheduled on June 12th in Singapore.
There are certain conditions that we want, and I think we'll get those conditions, and if we don't, we don't have the meeting.
One of those conditions, complete denuclearization, frustrated the North Koreans. The original broker of the summit, South Korean President Moon Jae-in, spent the afternoon with President Trump trying to keep the meeting alive.
Let's go to the phones and go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
good afternoon. You made a comment right before you went to break about not wanting a second special counsel,
mm-hmm.
and that prompted me to call. I look at Jeff Sessions being recused. I look at Rosenstein being basically your de facto attorney general for everything Russia. Do not trust the Department of Justice. It's like asking the fox to guard the hen house, in my opinion. The only thing that I've seen Jeff Sessions do proactive is, I think a couple of months back, he appointed, a former federal prosecutor from Nevada or Utah.
He's the current U.S. attorney in Utah.
Okay, so that's the only thing I see that's sitting out there, I haven't heard anything about what he's doing, so tell me where I'm going wrong so that I can be, swayed to go along with you about not wanting another special counsel, because I don't see anything out there that has the teeth to do anything other than that.
I would start out with the Inspector General.
Okay.
I think David Horowitz, and you saw what he did with McCabe, he basically referred that over to the prosecutors. And I think he's going to dump it either this Friday or next Tuesday or Wednesday. But the IG report is 300 pages, I'm told, and it's going to be pretty damning.
So once that comes out, then, and all these recommendations are there, who's going to start the prosecution of these individuals other than the Justice Department?
What they do is it happens within the Justice Department, and within the Justice Department, you have prosecutors and FBI agents.
Okay, and can Rosenstein interfere in any of this to kind of, muddy the waters?
No.
Okay.
Because this doesn't have anything to do that what you're going to get on the IG report is you've got the Clinton email investigation. That's one piece. You have the FISA application. That's another piece. Now, Sessions does have to stay away from that because I believe that Sessions was wiretapped also, that his conversations were recorded. And he was one of the people that were unmasked, is what I've been told. This thing is so big. It is so big. And what you've got to do is they don't want to show their hand to anybody, and they want to keep it as tight to the vest as possible. And that's why I believe that on this first part of it, you're not going to get nearly everything. You're just going to get about a third of everything on this first IG announcement.
Okay. So I'm like everybody else. And I understand where you're coming from. I just want the wheels of justice to start turning.
Me too. And when you get a special counsel in, you're starting off from scratch. Thanks for the telephone call, Jason. Joey, thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Audience, thank you so very much. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. We're going to keep doing this until we get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.